right. So today we're going to be diving into some really cool stuff.
Immersive technology.
Yeah.
VR, AR, you know, all that.
All the exciting stuff.
All that jazz. Yeah. But get this.
Okay.
What if this tech wasn't just about, you know, strapping on a headset and escaping into a video game or something? What if it could actually, like, break down barriers and make the world a more inclusive place for everybody?
Yeah, and that's what's so fascinating about this field right now. I think we're moving beyond just accessibility. It's not just about making existing tech usable for everyone. Mm. It's about a much more fundamental shift.
Yeah.
Like rethinking how we design technology from the ground up to actually enhance human capabilities.
Okay, so no more like tech afterthoughts, right? It's like inclusivity baked right in from the start.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's this really interesting paper from 2021 that really lays the groundwork for this whole concept. It's called Immersive Inclusivity at CHI, Design and Creation of Inclusive User Interactions Through Immersive Media.
So it's a little bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, a little bit.
But trust me, the ideas are huge.
So break it down for us. What is this paper actually all about?
Okay, so at its core, it argues that VR, AR, all these immersive technologies that we're talking about have the potential to be absolute game changers for people with disabilities.
And I'm guessing it goes even deeper than that.
Oh, you bet it does. It goes way deeper than that. It introduces this really cool concept of assistive augmentation. So instead of technology just assisting people, imagine technology that actually
augments human capabilities.
Right.
Like, helping people do things they couldn't even imagine before.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. We're not just talking about like leveling the playing field here. We're talking about giving everyone the potential to blast off way past any limitations.
Exactly.
This is like superhero stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And there are brilliant minds already working on making this a reality.
That's so cool.
The paper actually highlights Professor Saranga Nanayakara and their work.
Okay.
They run a lab called the Augmented Human Lab.
Wow.
And it's totally dedicated to this idea of assistive augmentation.
A whole lab dedicated to making us superhuman. All right, I'm officially hooked. This is way cooler than any sci-fi movie
I've seen lately.
I know, right?
So we're talking about a future where tech, like, helps us transcend our limitations.
Yeah.
What does that actually look like, you know?
Right.
In the real world.
Yeah.
This paper can't just leave us hanging with these awesome concepts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely not. This is where it gets really exciting. The paper actually dives into some really concrete examples of how immersive technology is already making a difference in people's lives.
Give me the highlights.
Okay, so you know those old school vending machines?
Yeah.
With the like tiny little buttons that are impossible to see?
Don't remind me. I swear half the time I just ended up pressing random buttons out of frustration.
Exactly.
Just give me my chips.
Exactly. So this paper actually talks about some research from Kong Wo and Begum where they used AR to help people with vision impairments.
Right.
Use those exact machines.
Wait, seriously?
How does that even work?
They used augmented reality to basically overlay a clear, easy-to-use interface onto the vending machine so people could actually see the options and make their selections without any hassle.
That's incredible. It seems so simple.
Right.
But I never would have thought of it.
It's those everyday challenges that I think really highlight the power of this technology.
Totally.
And it's not just about making existing tasks easier. Immersive tech can open up whole new worlds of experience for people.
And now you've got to give me an example. I'm dying to know.
Okay, so think about Microsoft's Soundscape project.
Okay.
They are using 3D audio to create kind of like a sonic map for people with visual impairments.
Wow.
So instead of just relying on a cane or a guide dog,
they can actually use sound to navigate their surroundings.
Hold on. I need a second to process this.
Yeah.
They can actually navigate using sound.
Yes.
That's mind-blowing. So you could practically, like, see with your ears.
Precisely. It's about expanding our perception of the world beyond our traditional senses.
Wow.
And there's another project that really blew me away called Antenna.
Okay.
It was created by Tatsuya Honda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a device that actually turns sound into vibrations and light.
So someone with hearing loss could, like, actually feel the rhythm of music or experience a conversation through vibrations.
You got it. And what's really inspiring about the story is Honda's personal motivation.
Okay.
His background was actually as a sign language interpreter.
Oh, wow.
And so he had this deep understanding of the communication barriers
right
that people with hearing impairments face. And it really fueled his desire to make the world more inclusive.
That's amazing.
So again, he saw a need and he used technology to bridge that gap.
That's what I love about all of this. It's not just about the tech itself.
Right.
It's about the human ingenuity and the empathy.
Yeah.
That's driving all of these innovations.
Absolutely.
And it really makes you think, right? Like,
yeah.
If we can do all of this now,
mm-hmm.
imagine what the future holds.
Exactly.
This technology is seriously mind-blowing, but I have to ask, like,
yeah.
the million-dollar question.
Right.
Where do we go from here?
That's what I appreciate about this paper is it doesn't just leave us, you know,
right.
in awe of the possibilities. It actually lays out a call to action.
Okay. I'm listening.
It really emphasizes the importance of designing with inclusivity in mind from the very beginning, right? Mm. We can't just slap on accessibility as an afterthought.
Yeah.
Like it needs to be baked into the DNA of this technology.
So it's like baking it in right from the design stage.
Exactly.
Not just like an add-on feature.
And that's going to take a real team effort too, right?
Yeah.
We need researchers who are pushing the boundaries of what's possible. We need designers who are crafting these like intuitive, user-friendly
right.
experiences. But most importantly,
okay.
we need the active involvement of people with disabilities
right.
throughout this entire process.
Because they're the ones who truly understand the challenges and can offer
exactly.
invaluable insights.
They are the experts of their own experience, right?
Yeah.
So their input is absolutely crucial to making sure that these technologies are truly meeting their needs and empowering them in meaningful ways.
You know, what strikes me about all of this is that it kind of like flips the script on how we think about disability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we often focus on the limitations, but this paper, these innovations, they show us like the incredible potential
right.
that exists when we view disability as an opportunity.
That's such an important point.
Yeah.
It's about shifting our perspective
mm-hmm.
from this deficit-based model to one of strength and possibility.
Totally.
And I think when we design for inclusivity, we all benefit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this incredible deep dive.
Yeah.
I want to leave our listeners with this what if. Instead of asking, you know, how can we help people with disabilities overcome challenges, we start asking, how can we create a world where those challenges no longer exist?
Now that's a future worth striving for.
Right.
And from what we've explored today, it's clear that, you know, immersive technology has the potential to be a really powerful force
totally.
In making that vision a reality.
And if you're as inspired by this conversation as I am, don't forget to check out our show notes.
Yes.
We'll have links to all the incredible research and projects that we discussed.
Please do.
So you can dive even deeper into the world of immersive inclusivity.
It's a rabbit hole worth going down.
It really is. And we always love hearing from our listeners.
Yeah.
So share your thoughts with us on social media using hashtag immersive inclusivity.
Let's keep this conversation going.
Yes. Because together we can build a future where technology empowers everyone to reach their full potential. Until next time, keep exploring.